Good morning. It is 10:03 a.m. We are here today, April 11, 2017, in the OPA hearing room, suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagana, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 17-004 JMI Edison versus the Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are hearing officer Peter C. Perez and public auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodlin Gerardo and Derek Hernandez. Will appellant JMI please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Madam Public Auditor, Mr. Hearing Officer. My name is Joshua Walsh. I'm an attorney at Seville & Tang. We represent the appellant in this contract dispute matter. That's JMI Edison, who today is represented by Mr. Ed Ela, who is there present.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GMHA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, good morning. My name is Thomas Fisher. I'm an attorney representing the Guam Memorial Hospital Authority in this matter. There are no institutional representatives present with me.
Thank you. For the record, there are no interested parties who have filed to join in this appeal. We may proceed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Two immediate things. One, the procurement record, which was due March 28th, has not been filed yet. We recognize that you filed a motion to, GMH filed a motion to dismiss, but the procurement record still needs to be filed, if that can be filed by this Friday.
If I could just, I think that, quite frankly, I think that will be impossible because there are any, I have no idea how many procurements are referenced. I think we're probably somewhere between, how many, 40?
Yeah.
And I don't know what the procurements are. It's an extraordinary number.
So, was this advertised?
No, this was a, Josh, do you want to go ahead and explain it?
Yeah, that's okay. It's a series of purchase orders. I've got, I think we're up to 92 purchase orders from the Guam Memorial Hospital. So to that, if I may just reflect briefly on this needing a procurement record. JMI Edison, we do want whatever procurement record exists for these purchase orders. But we certainly understand the reality of trying to assemble all of those by Friday. I understand the need to, we want resolution to this, but we do want to see the record. So, and we do want to see the record, especially if there's going to be a jurisdictional fight as to whether or not this is simply just a money collection issue, as the hospital sort of suggests it is, or if this really is a dispute over the amount of interest it is owed. And I think getting that record would be useful. So JMI Edison really doesn't object to maybe a reasonable time frame to get this together. We wouldn't have a problem with just sort of a blanket objection of saying no procurement record, not know way, not know how.
This was due since March 28th, and
right.
It's now February.
Or April 10th.
April 11th. You know, I mean, it's almost been a month that they have not, you know, so the time to have assembled and objected has long passed. You know, we don't like an agency just to ignore because they think it's a money dispute and then therefore they don't have to file it.
I don't think we know what the procurements are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have no objection. Well, if it has to be done, it's going to be done. And if we could get a list of the procurements, because
there were some filings in there.
We provided.
Yeah, there were some. I'm not sure who filed it, but there is a listing.
We listed the invoice numbers and the GMH account payable batch numbers. And of course, just as background here, GMH provided a check for the principal amount. So GMH knows what these procurements are for because GMH paid for them. The dispute is not whether or not the procurements themselves are paid for or not. It's the dispute over the amount of interest and so pursuant to the contract of the parties. So GMH knows this.
We would suggest, if we may, again, if it's required and necessary, of course we'll turn those over. We understand we must do that. But we've interposed an objection to the jurisdiction of the public auditor here. And that is, it's really based upon, I guess, the appeal, shorthand. If we could address that issue first, because it's not fact specific and it really doesn't have to do with, you know, we need, you know, 1,000 catheters or whatever. It's a question of whether or not this is an issue over which the OPA has jurisdiction. And our position is, as ma'am, you know, that this is a request for money, and you can go to the Government Claims Act on that. And if we could just address that issue, it's very straightforward in our opinion. We could address that issue. If you have, if this office decides it has jurisdiction over it, then these, how many, I don't know how many procurement records that are still in existence will of course be turned over, and the agency, all of it, all that will be done, and the rebuttals and so forth and so on. But it's just extraordinary amount of work you're requiring.
So let's go off the record for a moment, and if the two of you could discuss the issue regarding the procurement record and see if you can come up with a resolution, like 5 minutes.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. We're off the record at 10:09 a.m. We're back on the record at 10:12 a.m.
Okay, so the motion to dismiss that was filed on March 28th, 2017 is... The assertion in that is that under 5 GCA 5703, there may be a jurisdictional issue because this is allegedly a dispute having to do with money owed to or by the government. JMI hasn't had an opportunity to respond to that motion to dismiss yet. Can you file a response by Monday?
If we're to file a response by Monday, we will file a response by Monday. But if I may be heard on this, part of this is the order of operations. GMI is going to say that this body has jurisdiction to hear this matter as a contract dispute. In the procurement record or the documents that exist at GMH, the record that we would have gotten had GMH simply followed the orders of this body before on this, there may be communications or emails about this dispute over 3% interest or more interest, which I could use to help bolster that opposition to the motion to dismiss. You know, when the OPA heard, I think it was a Hubtech matter previously, where issues of payment eventually went to Judge LaMiranda to decide whether or not that was a money issue or a dispute issue, there was a developed procurement record in that case. The rules of these procurement and contract disputes exist so that there's a procurement record and an agency report. Even the motion date that was given, 4/10/2017, was a motion date we couldn't meet because we didn't have a procurement record to review to see if there were motions that needed to be filed. So we will certainly oppose the motion, and if the OPA wants us to submit an opposition on Monday, we will do that. But to me, it just seems a little bit prejudicial to the appellant here, because we're being told to defend whether or not there's jurisdiction for the OPA to weigh into this contract dispute, but we're not going to be able to see anything in the procurement record that allows us to develop how there is an actual contract dispute, at least maybe in the email communications that go on, the disputes that go on, the letters that have come in. You know, what is going on at the agency to make this determination that the appellant isn't owed the money that they're claiming. And again, this isn't simply a matter of, and we'll flesh this out in the opposition whenever it gets filed, but our position isn't just we need money from GMH. Our position is GMH has taken a position that this is the amount of money you're owed under a contract, and we have a dispute with that contract position. And in order to flesh that out for the OPA, we think a developed procurement record and an agency report, which would have been given on the 4th of April, had the order been followed, would help us phrase that, as opposed to here where the agency simply takes the position, well, this doesn't count, so we're going to file a motion to dismiss, and then the appellant has to sort of shoot in the blind and say, well, we think it does count, we have a good faith basis, and we sort of think it does count, and then a record comes in later only if we win. And I think the only other thing I'd add to that is as procurement law gets developed on Guam, there are bits and pieces of cases that get developed and put together that attorneys use down the road. If we set up a world today where simply filing a motion to dismiss cuts off the discovery rights, federal court doesn't do that. Superior court doesn't do that without an affirmative motion first from the litigant. So in this situation, we'd be creating a world where an agency of the government of Guam who simply doesn't want to deal with a procurement issue or a contract dispute issue says, here's a motion to dismiss, and then we are sort of in the blind on a response. So we will file a response on Monday. I just wanted to put all that out there for some thought.
If we can be heard.
So I think one of the concerns is that GMH did not submit an objection at the time the procurement record was due, or demonstrate to JMI that they needed further information in order to produce the procurement record. So with respect to the procurement record, what was the status of your discussions in trying to arrange delivery of it?
We certainly didn't come to some sort of an agreement. We were just having a discussion about, it was fairly far ranging, but we didn't come to a conclusion as to the production. GMH is going to follow the order of the OPA on this one. But if the OPA wants us then to, or insisting that we produce the procurement records, could we get a list of the procurements from appellant? Because I assume that, naturally and according to law, that if the hospital wanted an item, that we must have put out an invitation for bid, and that invitation for bid would have been IFB 123-6 or whatever, and if they would just give that to us so we can begin our search, and these go back some of the many years, obviously, because what this is an issue about, I'm sure the auditor's aware, the hospital is not always necessarily on time paying the invoices, and JMI Edison accrued certain amounts owed to it, and then pursuant to statute, they are entitled to an amount in interest. And their theory is that we didn't pay that amount that was due under statute. And it wasn't a contract. We didn't agree to an interest, as far as I know. We didn't agree to an interest amount based on contract. So we disagree that this is a contract dispute. But nevertheless, if we're going to be producing a procurement record so that they can do their due diligence, I suppose, just give us a list of all the, and I assume they were invitations. Maybe not. There might have been some requests for proposal if there were some sort of a specialized thing, but give us a list of the IFBs and the RFPs, and then we'll begin our search and turn it over. And then perhaps after they do that, we could come back very shortly so I could inform the OPA the progress of the search, or how many documents we're talking about. And my guess is it's going to be many linear feet of as things go. Procurements. So,
two things on that, if I may. Mr. Fisher and I were sort of describing the process that would exist here had I just sent the Sunshine Act request or FOIA request to the hospital and said, here are all of these invoice numbers that GMH paid, and please give me everything you got on this. You know, that could sort of just be a response. I understand that the procurement record kept under the statute sort of has a particularized ways to keep things together, but at a minimum, I was sort of wondering if we could at least come to an agreement on just, if I sent you a Sunshine Act request for everything here, could I get that? And then the other aspect is, I'm not quite sure what further information to give the GMH beyond our filing of March 21, 2017, which had the invoice numbers and the GMH account batch payable numbers for each one of these things. And again, GMH provided a check for these amounts with a pretty hefty attachment of numbers, identifying,
several pages of them.
So, I mean, they have this information. I'm happy to provide it again to them.
Well, if
back
they would
to what they got.
I mean, I don't want to be sniffy or anything, but I mean, just provide us just give us a laundry list of the invitations for bid and the request for proposal. And, if they give us a Sunshine Act, you convert that into a Sunshine Act request. I mean, we have to follow the law. We'll produce pursuant to the Sunshine Act. Our point here was that we thought that we could reach this jurisdictional issue first because it's so straightforward. And if we reach it and you determine you've got jurisdiction, then all those documents will be produced. But if you determine that you don't have jurisdiction, I guess we're going to have to produce it because they're going to do a Sunshine Act request. But
I was hoping we'd just get a procurement record.
Well, the concern is that there just wasn't any response other than the motion to dismiss regarding the due date on the procurement record. So that's the concern there.
Well, that would be on me. I just read the statute and it said that you have to raise jurisdictional issues, ASAP, pursuant to the statute. So.
But as to the issue on the motion to dismiss, I mean, the central issue that JMI raises in the appeal is what interest rate must GMH pay to JMI for the late payments, 3 or 6%. Why would JMI need all of these records in order to respond to that? Is there going to be a document that says it's 6% versus 3% in the procurement record?
I understand the question, but I think the initial question that Mr. Fisher raised for the hospital isn't on the merits of the percentage amount owed, 3% versus 6%. We do think that as this case moves along, if jurisdiction is exercised, that the OPA is going to be presented with a combination of statute and record evidence, factual evidence about how this is a more than 3% interest payment. But that's the merit side of this. The jurisdictional challenge that the hospital has raised here is that this is not a contract dispute. So what I'd like to see in the procurement record or glean from the procurement record are documents that are useful to show that there is a dispute, that when you have party A and party B that says I'm owed X dollars and somebody says you're owed Y dollars, there's a dispute about a particularized agreement that somebody may have had.
Not in the contract amount. This is purely the interest.
But if, for instance, I don't know what the email communications are between Benita Magnolia and anybody at the hospital and people working on this when JMI sent its correspondence over, original correspondence over the amount that's owed. They say they're owed this under contract. If GMH has in that procurement record documents that show that they are disputing the amount that my client says they're owed under a contract, that's pretty good evidence as Exhibit 1 that this is a contract dispute as opposed to just some sort of esoteric discussion on statute.
But is it a contract dispute excluding claims of money owed by the government? Because the central issue in your appeal is it 3 or 6%? So can't you respond to their motion to say that this is not a dispute having to do with money owed to or by the government? That this is a contract dispute and here's the dispute?
Dispute over what applies to that?
Yes.
Yeah. I suppose, yes, there could be an answer like that. And I think that's probably what we need to flesh out in both an opposition and a reply to whatever to the motion. I'm not going to say that there isn't a pathway forward to agree to what Mr. Fisher wrote here. I mean, if I was going to say that, if I thought Mr. Fisher had no good standing for filing what he filed, I don't know if there's a Rule 11 equivalent, but I wouldn't say that about Mr. Fisher. He obviously believes that this is an easy, to him, this is just sort of anybody who wants money from the government is therefore looking for a Claims Act issue. But using that logic, anytime anybody has a contract dispute, it comes down to money. Nobody's in a contract dispute with the government of Guam, not involving money. So, I mean, the expansive view that the agency projects here would divest the OPA of any jurisdiction on any contract dispute simply because money's owed.
So if it's 6%, then what's the relief?
The difference in the interest.
So is that not a claim for money owed?
Not under the principal amount of the contract, over the amount of interest it is owed. And yes, I mean, that's his argument. My opposition is going to be this is a dispute over the amount that's owed. It's not just a claim for money owed. We disagree on the amount owed. And I think to help shed light on this also from a procurement record would be the history that GMH hasn't always done this 3% interest issue. I mean, there may be a Sunshine Act request my office has to send if I don't find it in the procurement record, about how GMH has gravitated away from paying more than 3% as an interest rate. What is the reason for that? What is the inner workings of the agency to come up with this situation where they're going to enter in disputes with contractors and not pay them the interest that they were getting previously?
Well, I think GMH should not have disregarded the due date for the procurement record, and I think that issue needs to be addressed. But looking separately at the motion to dismiss, I'm not sure why you need that procurement record to file an opposition and what you think you might find in that procurement record that's going to change the issue of jurisdiction or the issue that you raise in your appeal.
Yeah, sometimes we approach a court and make sure we're trying to get some jurisdictional discovery here, especially if there's a jurisdictional fight. We think there's a contract dispute. The agency has raised that there's no jurisdiction here. I think in the normal course of a litigation path, there would be some at least initial disclosure or some aspect of documents that I can use to help bolster what our opposition is. I've got grounds for an opposition to that motion, and I'll file it when the OPA wants me to. If the OPA is disinclined to give me the procurement record, as previously indicated in the March 21st order, before my opposition is due, at a minimum ask for enough time for me to launch a Sunshine Act request, especially on the communications aspects here, because there are this idea of the GMH moving from 5% or 6% interest to 3% in this particular situation and causing this dispute that that our clients raise now. I'd like to see those documents, especially as part of an opposition.
I'm sorry, Josh. You referenced a March 21st order?
Well, I'm sorry. This is a letter from the OPA?
This is a March 21st letter from the Office of Public Accountability to GMH, Chief Executive Officer.
I'm sorry, I think my client declined to share that with me.
Which could explain our procurement record.
The March 21st letter?
Yeah, that was the order announcing the appeal and that the procurement record was due.
Well, then I apologize because if my client had it, then constructively I had it. So that's on me.
Okay, so Mr. Walsh, please provide to Mr. Fisher by Friday the information he's going to need to produce the procurement record. Mr. Fisher, how much time would you need to work on the procurement record thereafter?
Could we get next week a further proceeding so I could explain to the OPA what it is that we are doing to comply?
That's fine. Do you want to have a hearing or do you want to just submit something in writing?
I think I'd rather have the hearing.
I mean, for me, I really don't think that I think you can respond to the motion to dismiss without getting this procurement record. And I think that can be ruled upon. It's a legal issue. I don't see that as really a factual issue. Because your basis, the appeal is based upon statute.
It is.
The statutory rate of interest.
It is. If I may, I understand there is a way I can oppose this motion based solely on the legal argument. Just in the interest of representing my client as full-throatedly as necessary to develop this record as fully as possible, that opposition is better if I can attach documents from the procurement record that show that GMH internally understands this to be a dispute about what we actually owe JMI as opposed to some sort of just statutory interpretation.
Because if it is a contract dispute, I mean, what relief are you going to be seeking? Even if you establish that, you're going to be seeking a determination that the 6% applies. And how is that not a money issue?
Well, when it comes down to collecting the money from the government of Guam, we have methodologies to have to run through to do that. And I think part of that might, at that point, include coming to the procurement officer. I mean, the claims officer at GMH, who I also think is sitting here. And going to that claims officer then at the time, once I have a ruling from the OPA on a government contract dispute saying, this is what you owed under the contract, then I can go to the claims officer and run down the Claims Act to do that. And now, I'm saying that because this is sort of a novel course, I think even for me, doing these contract disputes and then how do you collect the money from the government is a Claims Act issue. I think even the Guam Supreme Court has gone back and forth on that. Some of their decisions. I think the Superior Court itself and various courts have had various ideas of what happens Claims Act or Procurement Act first. I'm here under the Procurement Act because I just have a dispute. I'm not asking for an order from the OPA telling GMH, pay JMI this money. I'm looking for clarity from the OPA that says, according to your contract, under the Government of Guam laws, this is what you are owed. Now, the issue of payment, I understand that might be a fight for another day.
That's a really subtle distinction, but so please give Mr. Fisher by Friday that list. Mr. Fisher, if you want to file an objection to having to produce the procurement record pending your motion to dismiss, file it by Friday.
Okay.
Because you didn't file an objection for the public auditor to rule upon. You didn't seek a stay of producing the procurement record for the public auditor to rule upon.
I probably will, but because of the fact it would be, I think, inconsistent for the hospital not to object to production of the procurement record if our question is whether or not jurisdiction exists. So, you can't be half in, half out on jurisdiction. Either you're there or you're not, right?
Right. And they're just going to serve you with a FOIA request even if you file the opposition, then they're going to ask for that to be answered before having to file a response to the motion to dismiss.
And I'll talk to the client. I mean, to me, this is very straightforward. Is it 3 or 6%? I think the law is 6%. If we didn't pay the 6%, then perhaps we owe them some more money. It seems to me that this is something that can be worked out between the lines.
We are listening.
Not,
and that's always the option. We always encourage that.
Well, I'll discuss it with Mr. Fisher. Right? Perhaps there is some. GMH has a lot of paper, I understand that. Obviously, some things aren't making it to Mr. Fisher, but maybe now the lawyers are involved, we can talk and get an answer.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, where does the 3% come from?
Right, right, and I think it's just universal understanding that the statutory amount of interest is 6%.
So maybe you guys can address that when we come back next week?
Perhaps,
yeah. Maybe you guys will have a resolution.
If we put it on the record, that solves everything.
Right.
Well, I mean, we're just going to have to see, and, you know, I just hope, well, we'll just see what happens, but I understand we'll be getting a list of the procurements, and then we'll be filing.
If he has an objection on Friday, and then next week we'll have a hearing date,
right.
Maybe?
That'd be good.
So we'll come back next Friday, April. Is that April?
Yeah.
April 21st at 11 for further proceedings on the issues of the procurement record and whether or not the parties have addressed the 3% versus 6% among themselves.
Okay. And if we have resolved it, can we just contact them?
Sure.
Thank you.
There's a settlement, you know, that. If you want to, if you resolved it, then you're going to withdraw your appeal.
I think we'll just put some joint thing into the record. And
yeah. But we'll make it tentatively for the 11th at 11. The 21st at 11.
Thank you very much.
Getting our hopes up.
Yes.
We're off the record at 10:34 a.m.